أكل.
Krishna knew the mode of gopis. Gopis wanted that Krishna should admit that he has done wrong. He has left all the gopis. He has done akritagyata. Understand? So Krishna should admit and beg pardon. So Krishna knew this and he is giving answer of their question. Here the question is second question's answer. Mitho. He is answering first question then second. Those who hope for any upakar or pratyupakar,
benefit
each other, that bhajan is not bhajan, that maitri is not maitri. They are only selfishness. Selfishness is their main udeshya.
Main object.
Here, I have told you that something. Swarth is also, selfishness is also two kinds, drishta, adrishta. One swarth, selfishness is seen and other is not seen. If you are giving anything, I am giving you, you are also giving. But something are not seen. If for two selfishness anyone does pray, then it means that he is serving himself. So it is quite selfishness. This is not pranay, priti or anything. In this bhajan, there is no sauhardya. Sauhard.
Friendship.
Real friendliness.
Real friendship. No. Unreal. For their own selfishness. When Sudama went to Krishna, in Dwarka, having some what?
Dry
chuda. Then Krishna thought that our priti should not be for selfishness. So he could not see, he did not give anything. in for show, nothing. And then he was thinking, Sudama Devi, in the way, that a Krishna is a very good person. He has not given anything. If he had given anything, it would have been selfishness for myself. Brahmani will may, she may somewhat be perplexed or anything. Krishna is so kind that he has not given anything. If he had given anything, then I would have been part involved in that thing, and I may forget Krishna. He has not given anything. So in Krishna love, no selfishness. He is understanding this. But yet something, he wanted that he should give me one cloth or anything. But when he reached inside, why everything? Something was there. Mood was there. He wanted, he did not want anything from upper side, but he has something. So Krishna gave him something. If he has nothing, no wish, nothing, then he may have given him really as a friend, a Braj friend and followers. He had not given anything to Brajavasi friends. But he has taken so many things. When they are eating, he can take half thing, eating, chew it. So there is no sahidya, no dharma. So there is no prem, neither
religiousness.
So they are aupadhi pratishali. Aupadhi. Like this is upadhi. Upadhi, prem, and they are coming. Now we go to 18. Bhajanti abhajato jevai karuna pitarau jatha dharmo nirapavade atra nirapavado atra sahrudanta sumadhyama. Bhajanta, bhajanti abhajato, abhajato je bhajanti. Those who don't bhajan means
reciprocate.
Don't do bhajan. But yet anyone
does bhajan to them.
No, them. They are karunaha.
Merciful.
Like Pitarau, like father and mother.
Yes.
Here, certainly there is a dharma. And nirapavado atra. Nirapavado means nirmal.
Focus.
Causeless. Causeless. So, causeless sahrudam. Sahurda. Sahurda means
friendship.
Friendship. And also dharma. Both are there. which were not in the first. O Sumadhyama. Sumadhyama means very beautiful. One of the sign of beautifulness, very lean and thin here. Here, Vaishna Toshini. Those who don't do bhajan, whether anyone does bhajan or not, there are two kinds. So, giving the examples, he is telling first mata pita, whether son or daughter may serve or not serve, they have mercy upon them. They are certainly so merciful. So this bhajan of father and mother to her child is religiousness, there is dharma, and also sahajya in both. Oh, beautiful Brajavasi, Braj lady, gopi, you have all the qualities, good qualities, all the lakshana, symptoms, good symptoms, which a lady should have. The meaning of madhyama is that madhyama means in madhya, in them, so madhyama. These qualities are in you, Sumadhyama. What qualities? Dharma and Sauhag. You can love anyone causeless. Causeless, no cause. No reciprocal. No reciprocal. No swartha. Krishna mood is that, interior mood is that. Gopi should serve me like that way. Whether I love or not love. Krishna knows that I cannot love. Because I have so many to love. But they can leave everything for me. So they should love me in that way. Now this is, Jiva Goswami is telling that this is Bhakti Chaturi of Krishna. Bhakti Chaturi means his. Bhakti Chaturi means. Mane Krishna. Skillfulness of his saying. In other ways, he tells that I may have any swartha or anything. I may love to others. But you should love me. Why it is dharma? Why it is called dharma? Because in Varnashram dharma, in Indian Shastra, it has been told so many places that father and mother should nourish their children without any swartha. So if they are doing, then it is dharma. But it is very little dharma there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that those who do bhajan, to whom who don't do bhajan, but yet they do. Yara sambandha sunya or sambandha yukta bhede dukkha. So father and mother are of two kinds, sambandha yukta and without sambandha. Like guru, like other parents, whether they are son or not, but all aged persons used to love other children also like son. So, sambandha jukta, sambandha rahit. With relationship and not relationship. If sambandha yukta with relation, they are karuna, merciful. And if not sambandha yukta, then they are snigdha.
Affectionate.
Eh? Affectionate. Affectionate. That in villages or in towns, old persons love any child. No sambandha, but yet they are sneha. And in among them, most karun, merciful are bhakta. And in bhakta, Acharya Guru is most senior. So their affection is highest than father and mother also. Vishwanatha is taking bhakta also as a senior. In father and mother, it may be that they are some selfish for future. But bhakta has nothing like so.
But you said that the acharya may think that he will continue my line.
Line means he will help others to go to Krishna.
So no selfish mind.
No. And to love all bhaktas, superior bhaktas. So, no selfishness. And in this qualities of bhaktas. Prahlad Maharaj is so karuna. He is nirupadhik premi to Krishna also, to bhakta also. He doesn't want anything for any his activities. His activities is only to help others for Krishna, getting Krishna. So, father, mother, and bhakts. In this question and answer, father, mother, and the prem of father, mother, and the prem of bhakts. But bhakts prem is superior quality. If anyone loves or not, Narada Rishi will love them. Or any guru, any Vaishnava. But he should be at most higher quality.
Uttama
Rika.
Uttama
Rika. Or Madhyam Uttama. So, they are Sukhi in Sukhi, Dukhi in Dukhi. Understand? If anyone,
they are happy in happy,
any disciple is dukhi, he is also dukhi. The disciple is happy, he is also dukhi. It may be that any father and mother can kill her son or daughter. It may be. And we see it in newspapers, always.
No, it is so much.
But any qualified acharya, Vaishnava, if they will try to kill him, they cannot kill because he is Uttam Bhagavat. But in spite of giving anything, he will give Krishna. Like Nityananda Prabhu to Jagai Madhai. There are many souls. Vaishya came to Haridas Thakur and he gave Krishna. So Guru is always so much more involved to his disciples. He is telling that a bhakta cannot leave his disciple. Whether the disciple is so wrong and he tries to kill his Gurudev, but Gurudev, anyhow, he will be always merciful. A father cannot be like this. Because he don't know that Atma is Amar, that Shishya, but Guru knows.
But in Vaidnava Chintamani, there are some statements that a Guru may reject an insincere disciple.
Here only it is shown for Pap and other, not for Apara. But we see that if anyone does any mistake or Apara unwillingly, then Guru.
Yes. But willfully.
And if he has done so much service, he will. Because he is so much kind. Valmiki wanted to kill Narada. He told him, oh, stop. And he was stopped. He was so much wonder. He saw so much wonder. That how he told, and I was stopped. I have killed so many. stop and I was just stop. He suffers this thing and he becomes faithful to Nara by this. Then after that he told that Mara 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 and Dam Dam all other people. Wanted to kill, but yet Nara gave him. Jagai Madai also wanted to kill Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur, but they gave Krishna. Here he is telling that they don't leave any good disciple. Whether he has done any mistake, not apradha, any path, then they will go again to him in other births, so many births. I've heard from my Gurudev that the real Guru takes so many births for his disciple. Like Srimad Bhagavatamritam, Bhargav Kumar, taken in so many births, and at last.
But how is it possible? Because the Guru will become younger than the disciple.
Huh?
If he takes so many births, it may be that the Guru will take his next birth and be born as a younger person.
See, we all we have seen that was always Kishore Gurudev, always Kishore. Madhyama, this Sambodhan is for Vyaja Stuti. Madhyama. That Krishna is telling by this Sumadhyama, you are so beautiful. Also, Krishna is telling that your madhyam question is so good. And you are situated in madhyam. So, in this, you are bhakta. You are sarvimi. Suddenly, and you are the example of that thing. Then, 19th.
You have spoken 30 minutes.
Huh?
You have spoken 30 minutes.
Adagantu, how okay.
About that. आज हमको कुछ लग रहा है ये क्लांति. यू सी आई फील सम टायर. यू वांट टू गो मोर
बिकॉज़ यस्टरडे वी लेट यू रेस्ट.
अच्छा 15 मिनट्स
भजतो भी नहीं वा न भाई केचित अभजंत अभजता कुता आत्मा रामो ह्यात कामा अकृतज्ञा गुरुभ्यः. भजतो अपि न वै केचित् भजन्त अभजतः कुतः आत्मा रामा आत्मकामा अकृतज्ञा गुरुभ्यः. Bhajato pi nabai. Those who do bhajan, but kechit means?
Yeah.
Some don't bhajan. They do not do bhajan. What to tell who are not doing bhajan?
if anyone doing bhajan, but yet someone are so that they don't do bhajan. And if anyone is not doing bhajan, then certainly he will don't do bhajan. These are of four kinds. Atma Rama, Atma Rama, Apta Kama, Akritagya Guru. Atma Ram, you know. Apta Kam, you know. Akritagya, Akritagya, ungrateful, and Guru Druha. Vaishnava Toshni first. If anyone have any swartha, that means
self-interest,
and he do bhajan of anyone, but some are not so that they don't do bhajan. What is to say about those who don't do bhajan? These are four kinds: Atmaram, Aptakam, Akritagya, and Guru Druha. Akritagya means Akritagya. Agya. Agyata prajukta bhajan karena. Because they are foolish. So they don't do bhajan. Where is your bow and arrow? You have kept in your chariot waiting for Krishna. अंग्रेजी बोलने में असुविधा होती है इसलिए स्पीकिंग इज
फायर्स यू टू स्पीक इन इंग्लिश
हिंदी में होने से तो खूब अच्छा तरह से बोलता है तो अंग्रेजी में खोजना पड़ता है और कृतज्ञ मीन्स नॉट द्रोही बाई फुलिशनेस ही डज नॉट do any good.
He doesn't know.
He does not know. And that is why he does not do anything. So it is not so much harmful, or he is not so much guilty. But if anyone knows and he avoids, then it is so much wrong and it is so much yeah. Those. So here Guru. In our Shastra, it has been written that if there is a Brahmin who does anything wrong and he is liable to be punished so much that he should be killed.
Head cut off. Decapitated.
In that case, he should not be killed. anything very, very little should be done in it. When Aswatthama killed the 5 sons of Draupadi, and Arjun and Bhim went and begged him before Draupadi, then Draupadi told that, yes, sir, did it. Because I am so much weeping for my sons, his mother will also be for him. So you should leave. But Bhim is telling, don't leave. Cut his head at once.
Krishna also
told. He should be punished. Then it was asked from Yudhishthira Maharaj, what to do? He also told that Draupadi wish should be kept, fulfilled. And also Bhim's words should be fulfilled. Then Arjun became in dilemma. What to do? He sought towards Krishna. Then Krishna told that a Brahmin should not be punished with his head cut. So anything should be done. You can take the money of Aswatthama jewel where?
What is that jewel?
Anything jewel like his.
Like corn on what burned.
Why they wear a jewel on the head?
From burn it was.
From birth.
But
he was born with it.
Mm. Like Karn, he has with birth, with his this and this. He cannot be suited with him. So this was very, very important for Aswatthama. He was Amar.
Yes. Should not be killed.
So Krishna thought that it will not be killed. So he should be punished by apaman, insulted. He should be insulted. Then he took that money and you should go away from here. He gave like this Arjun to Aswatthama. And he became so furious. And then he again used his Brahmastra on the stomach of. Actually, he was not fit for Brahman. Dronacharya also not fit for Brahman. But yet he was Brahman, somewhat.
More
Kshatriya. And that is why, as a punishment, he was killed. Here, Guru Drohi means those person, son or any disciple, so much having upakar from Guru or father. They deny it. They don't serve them. So they are Guru Drohi. After that, he will also clear it.
So Guru Drohi doesn't only mean killer of the Guru, it can mean even someone who does not reciprocate.
He is also Guru Drohi. Those who are Guru Drohi, it seems that they have left dharma
artha, sahurda, and daya.
Four has been gone from them. So Krishna is telling this thing that you are blending me in this
category,
but it is not right. I'm not doing any guru drohita. You have served me in so many ways. You have not wished any pratyupakar.
Anything bad.
Bad. But I also am not in this category. I have not left dharma, artha, sahirdya, and daya. I have not. Yet Krishna had this idea that I have left gopis and they are knowing me nishthur. Nishthur?
Cruel.
And as if I have forgotten their pratyupakar, but really I am not so. So here, Krishna is thinking that gopis has thought me to make in this category because Krishna, that gopis has sucked Krishna, but yet Krishna has not sucked him, sucked them. So then Krishna must be in this category. But Krishna, his bhavana ko dur kar diya. Krishna washed this thinking. Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling. He is telling that the lust are of four kinds. Here first Guru Droh and less is Akritagya and from this less is Aptakam and from this less is
Atmaram.
In all Atmaram is Shrestha, then second is Aptakam, third is Akritagya. And Guru Droh is last of one, and it is so much bad. Atmaram, having no outside Atmaram, always remaining in his Atma, Atmaram. They know that I am Brahma. Not in Krishna and Paramatma. I am myself is Brahma. And I am always in myself. That is Atmaram. Bahit Basti Sunna Boliya. Apna apni sampurna. Apna tai sampurna sukhi evan apar nirpe. They don't rely on any other. Anya dusre ke upar mein ashrit nahi hai. Always they are complete in their happiness. They don't want anything, any help from others. That is called Atmaram. And Aptakam, they are some bahir drishti,
some external vision.
External vision. But that every wishes has been fulfilled, so he does not want anything from any other person, whether they serve or not serve. Narada has not any wish to have anything from anyone. Or all bhaks, which are uttam vaishnava, they have nothing to take anything from anyone. So they are not dependent to anyone, don't want anything. And akritagya, akritagya means
ungrateful.
They want anything from anyone, but don't want to give. They are akritagya. They take everything to others. And they want. They have so many wishes. But they don't want to return anything.
Akritagya.
But they are not opposite.
Inimical.
Chaturtha Gurudrohi. Fourth Gurudrohi.
They don't grahan karna.
Accept
others' upakar.
And also,
they do against, something against them. They are, akritagya is silent, but nirhetu karan sahetu means causeless gurudrohi and with cause. If father, mother are abusing them, or they are and doing anything, then they will do. And samargo, whether they do or not, they are always against father and mother or gurudrohi. That they are called gurudrohi. In them, sahetu. With cause, they do gurudroha to their guru and father, mother. They are less aparadhi, but yet they are aparadhi.
Who is
and,
that? Which one is that?
Father and mother are innocent, but yet son is doing, or disciple is doing something to their gurudev and father, mother. They are more. Those who abuse their father, mother without cause, so they are more culprit. But both are gurudrohi. He is telling that father and mother and guru has nourished and given everything to that shishya and son. But they are not serving them. In this sense, they are guru drohi. So, it's three kinds of Gurudrohi. they don't do bhajan to their parents and see in this we see that the first question answer is one udaharan
example
and in second two part two part two kind
those who are merciful and those who are affectionate
and in third question
fourth
in fourth fourth and third in third question answer he is telling six kinds of examples six atmaram atmakam akritagya
and
guru prabhu so these are of nine kinds so krishna told that I am not among these nine the gopi began to think how he is not guilty of all seven so devils here in this another shloka and krishna will tell that naham tu I am not among these then they will think that how krishna is not among these nine tomorrow you will discuss about
Maharaj, why is Guru Druhi one of the categories since the gopis are not guru they're not parents and they're not guru so why is that even considered as one category
Krishna is giving example of worldly things and he is telling that you have served me so I would have to serve you and if I am not serving then I am guru drohi but I am not in this category why not it will told in tomorrow
yes,
in the time of Baldev Vidyabhushan is coming to but yet he did has done this Sunash Chakrabarti Thakur has not he has not done with all these things but he thought he has written as a Rasik Vaishnava but Baldev Vidyabhushan has read all the Gita Bhashya by Madhusudan Saraswati, Shankaracharya. And after that, so many persons who have done commentary on this. And they have written about Vaishnava, against Vaishnavism, bhakti. And he has tried to reply to them. Even this, indeed, is that all pandits who know Sanskrit are all Advaita Vadi. All Advaita Vadi. Here also we see that they tell that we are Vaishnava. We are in Vallabha Sampradaya. We are in Madhva Sampradaya. But yet they are Mayavadi. Especially in Sanskrit schools where there are colleges of Sanskrit. All pandits top to bottom are all Advaita Vadi. So, but in Hindi, Baldev Vidyabhushan commentary is not found. If they will read, they are bound to feel that we should read this and they will know that oh, there is some argument against us. And they will bind to think about this. Because in India, all are Sanskrit persons, in her prayer, Vrindavan, here and there. We have seen in Bengal or here also. All Grihastha Pandit or all Mayavadi are going there. Only for them, they are requesting me to. Because in Swamiji commentary, these points are.
Baladeva Dibhushan's commentary is in Sanskrit. So the pandits already know Sanskrit. So why would it have to be translated?
In Hindi, because there are so many persons, they are qualified. They know some Sanskrit, but they know Hindi. I know that there are so many pandits, but they can't speak and understand Sanskrit. Even those who are MA, PhD. But we can understand without reading, without knowing Sanskrit, but they can. So they are requesting me. I have no interest to do it, but for their interest, I will have to.
So, bhajato pijantam bhajamisam anubritti brittaye yatha dhanulap sadhane binaste tatchintayan nibhito nabeda
chalale
naham tu sakyo bhajato pijantam bhajam me sam anubrit brittai yatha dhanulap sadhane binaste
na aham tu, I am not among them. Na aham tu. Tu mane but. Na aham. I am not among them. Among nine. Bhajato pi jantum. Bhajami isham anubhitte vittaye. I don't bhajami, don't what word?
Reciprocate.
Whether he is serving me, he's loving to me. I don't love them. But I serve. But anyone does not see how I serve. That is giving an example of any jewel. If a very poor person, by chance, gets and a very precious jewel. And at once, raptors. And at once, or after some time, he
loses it.
Or any words. No.
Loses it.
He becomes so much deeply thinking for that. And for this, I had gone out of sight. That your dhyan, your meditation for me will increase. To increase your meditation, remember, I have done so. And I was very nikat, very nearer to you. And watching you, what you are doing. Is it increasing your meditation or not? And I was testing. But you were not seeing. Now, Srila Jiva Goswami at first. Now he is explaining that gopis are examining how Krishna is Atmaram or not, Atmakam is or not, or other things. And all at the first three, first one, second two, and Atmaram, Atmakam. All they are examining and they are giving himself judgment that Krishna is not Atmaram. Krishna is not Aptakam. Krishna is not among them who loves and then he loves. Reciprocal. And he is not among them in second guru. What? Parent, like parents.
They love without return.
But he does not love. He is explaining all. If he was Atmaram, he should not call us. He called us. And from boyhood we see, he always plays with us. And he becomes so much pleased to play with us. And when he does any, on any reason, when we are not found for him, to play with him, he becomes sorrowful. So he cannot be Atmaram. If he go to take water from Yamuna, he follows us. Anywhere we go to garden to Brahman karne ke liye, to walk. He also anyhow makes any pretend and goes there. Always he try to follow us. So he cannot be Atma. And in the same way he cannot be Atma. If he was Atmaram, then he has no sense to move, to see, to have all these things. Atmakam?
Atmakam.
He cannot be. So, it is asambhava. It is contradiction or asambhava.
Impossible
for you.
What reason did they give why he could not be Atmakam?
Because he has so many kams. So many kams. He goes to Yashoda Maiya and he becomes, he was thirsty, he was so much hungry, and to take milk from Yashoda, he goes there. If he was not hungry, and from bed he came to Jashoda and took his manthani in her hand. And he began to weep for and cry to be fitted. So he's not there. Why he goes to the houses of all gopis and take makkha? Because he is hungry. After that, if he has no calm, then why he took all the dresses of gopis and climbed on the tree? And he was so happy and clapping and laughing. Why? Why he told us that you should do pranam naked? Why? So they are examining that he has soul is gone. He is not also like parent. He called us, was playing, but at one seat he played away. Father, mother cannot do this. We are crying, we are weeping, but yet is good. And loving each other, reciprocal, he cannot do that.
Merciful?
Huh?
Merciful?
Merciful, no, merciful. It is also a kind of desire to see anyone so unhappy, then mood comes that he cannot be remedied. If that person is, have no remedy. So it is like a desire. So he can be like this. Arjakantini bira arti pradanka. Takantahate purvokta sapeksha bhajan va nirpeksha bhajan. A duty kono te dekhte. Second thing is that father and mother do sapeksha bhajan and nirpeksha bhajan without cause and with cause. We have, you remember?
Sahatyuk
and nirhatyuk. But we see that he gives up birharti. Birharti means suffering. For separation, and we cry, we weep, we become mad, but yet he does not. So he does not do nirpeksha bhajan or sapeksha bhajan, without cause or cause, he does not do. So he cannot come among them. Next come akritagyata. Akritagya means akritagya nihil, ungrateful. What is the symptom of ungrateful?
That someone does so much service for him, but he doesn't reciprocate.
Upeksha karta hai. Upeksha. उपेक्षा ही ना उपेक्षा का क्या है बेस कम्स डिस्टर्बेंस उपेक्षा ना इफ आई वाज प्रिटेंडिंग हियर
नेगलेक्ट
ना यू कैम हियर एंड इफ आई वाज स्लीपिंग यूजलेस nothing, no unhappiness to me, but yet, and I heard that you have come at once. That this was negligence, neglect. We see that he cannot be what akritagya, because if there was negligence from him towards us, then it was a fact. But we see that this is not fact. Why? He is answering. that at first we saw that when we came to Krishna, following something, when we came to Krishna by hearing the flute voice, he told that, swagatam, swagatam.
Welcome,
welcome. Oh, have you reached here safely? Any
difficulty in God?
Why you have come? You have come to tell me that any difficulty has come, any samasya?
Problem.
A problem has come in Braja. If any daitya has come there, demon has come. And you have come here to tell me this fact. Sometimes he becomes, he smiles, and sometimes he becomes grave. There is no way to know whether he is concealing something, cheating, or he is pleased, he is joking, or in fact he is doing. Anyone cannot trace it. But we see that when we came, he was so glad. And he was welcoming us. And he asked in a very rustic way. In a nirjan place, in a solitary place, to anyone who is so kishori, so beautiful, loving, and in nirjan Pradesh, solitary place, where Jamuna is blowing very smoothly, very pleasantly, and all these sweet birds are singing, and so much sugandh, all are the bird,
the arrows.
Arrows of Kamdeva are there, and to say anything smiling, it adds more to that power. Guess any symptom to be akritagya. If he was akritagya, then he should be nirpeksha. You should go. He will not talk anything. No laughing, nothing. You should go at once. And he may return. But we did not fall. See, that's symptom. So it seems that he is a rasik. He is not a kritagya. And after that way, it has been explained by Rasik Vaishnava that at the time of Bhramar Geet, he has given a sandesh to gopis that when I told that you, that you should go. Because I told that no black night, no dangerous
animals
there. I told you to serve your pati. I know that you know that I am
husband of husband.
So I have never told you to return and never to leave me. So he is a rashi. So he is not a kritagya. Okay, je guru dohitar sahit kathinner kono bhed nai sei guru tayu. If we say that his guru, you are guru drohi because you are so much kathin, you are so much hard, your heart is so much. We were beating so bitterly, crying, we became mad, we were going to die. But yet his heart could not assimilate.
Sympathize. He could not be sympathetic.
No, sympathetic he was. नहीं द्रवित नहीं हो सका.
Didn't melt. My heart didn't melt.
So, काठिन्य and गुरुद्रोहिता are same. So he may be Guru Druhi. Siddhar Swami has told like so. Jibu Swami is telling.
Those were statements by Sridhar Swami.
Huh?
All that you told was from Sridhar Swami, not Jiva Goswami. What you just told.
Oh, Jiva Goswami. He has told very little. Here, Jiva Goswami wants to say that when gopis were asking first, they thought that Krishna is akritagya. Because we have left everything for him and leaving us, he became disappeared. So he must be akritagya. But now gopis are seeing that the Krishna is giving answer to our questions. You know Hindi? He has
trying to escape.
Krishna was easily escaped from Guru Akritagata. But he felt himself, he was caught himself in
trap.
Guru Drohita, more worse than Akritagya. A female deer wanted to escape from a shikari hunter. There were dogs. Escaped from the hands of dogs. To escape from dogs, she went in a side where so much blunder fire was burning.
Blazing fire.
She may be saved by the hands of dogs, but here she cannot. So they are telling that we are only.
We thought that you are.
No. हम लोग तुमको थोड़े से अपराध का इल्जाम बना रहे थे लगा रहे थे. We were. No.
The idea is that Krishna escaped from being. He thought that he escaped from the being blamed for being ungrateful. But now we will surely, he feels much worse off in this position, that the gopis have put me in the position that now I'm Guru Druhi.
This is the meaning, but I wanted to explain it by very good examples. No? But words are not complex.
He's much worse off. This position is much worse.
And he, Krishna, unwillingly ऐसे उसे बच करके माने और वर्स्ट में चला गया. He died himself in worst position. So Vrajdevi were satisfied and began to see each other, some smiling.
Now we have that.
We wanted little, but he has given us so much. Or he also tell. Now Krishna is telling, O Sakhigan, O
assembly of friends,
what to tell about that I'm doing bhajan. Even by not loving you, and best
well wisher.
Best wisher are bhajan kar.
That's reciprocation.
So he is now telling me. Krishna is telling, O Sakhi. Sakhi, I have explained someday.
Yes.
About all these slopes
in Bombay, you think.
Having pranam bhav, sattva bhav, mixed among madhu sneha. Aur abhi bataya tha na kya kya madhu sneha. More than Chandravali, dhita sneha. So here is most sakya pranayam, more unnata mane advanced. Krishna is telling that I am telling you and always aisa samajhta I think that you are my sakhi. Then how I can be Atmaram or Atmikam? I always keep in mind that you should be always happy. I always try to please you, always. Perhaps you have seen my activities before. So I am not a Atmaram or Aptakam.
Or Aptakam.
Or Aptakam. Kintu means I am not among nine kinds of lovers. Kintu, I am so much merciful to you. I am so much lover of you. So much kritagya to you. Kritagya.
Grateful to you.
Grateful. Grateful to you. And I'm so much a rainy to you also.
Indebted
to you. that I keep you in a special heart. I keep all in my heart, all kinds of devotees. But for you, have a special kind of affection or love. This is the meaning of Kintu. Whole world is among them. But I have a special affection for you. From outside, it is seen that I am not doing reciprocal. I am not doing bhajan. I do bhajan, but not like anyone in this world. My loving is of another type. Those who don't do bhajan, if anyone loves anyone, but he in reciprocal does not love, they are surely Atmaram or Atmika. Otherwise, they will be Guru Purohit. Atmara Aptakam Akritavya Guru. But I am not among them because I don't do reciprocal. If anyone doing bhajan, I don't do bhajan. Athacha mane, yet I am not among them. I have told Parambhakta Narada that Naham Tachsami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hrade Nacha Madhbhakta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Tishthami Narada. Hey,
Kere?
नाम तिष्ठान पैकुंठे योगी नाम देना अब तो जप रखा है तब तक तिष्ठान कृष्ण जी टू गो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग आई डोंट लिव इन बैकुंठ आई डोंट लिव इन
द हार्ट ऑफ योगीज
बट आई डोंट लिव इन सॉलिटरी प्लेसेस Not anywhere, but I live where Madhbhakta Gayanti, where my devotees listen to this. Is
no, hey, oh, yeah.
You were singing here, so I cannot be in Vaikunth anywhere. But I will. So you should know that what I felt of our bhakt, it cannot be lie. To others, what I tell, it may be lie, it may be not lie. But it is my work. To you, I can tell lie. Because you are not my work. What is the meaning? Huh?
Direct meaning?
Direct any meaning. What is the meaning?
because the gopis are not ordinary devotees like Narada.
But it's special.
They are Kanta.
So they are same as Krishna. They are not a
something else.
Some. Why in pranaya means to be the same with love. His whole heart, all indriyas, his mind, his boat, everything becomes lover. Then shy, nothing. So gopis have the same connection with Krishna. But Narada is not the param. That Narada cannot love
me.
Joke cannot cut joke. He cannot tell anything like to Brajavasi Sakha, Brajavasi Maya, Brajavasi Yatana. Nothing type of this. Because he's Param Aishwarya Bhav there. In Aishwarya Bhav, no telling I are. So you should remember that I have told Narada this. It is.
Maharaj, the other day, you said that Krishna said, because you're my bosom sake, my bosom friend, I can't lie to you.
I
cannot lie to you. I have to, whatever I say is the truth.
Hare Krishna may change his person's form.
In any moment.
He moves.
He can change a little in any moment.
He can derive any meaning, new meaning, he has.